WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 33 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zinert. The 23-member committee developing recommendations for a City of College Station bond issue this November has announced three forums to collect public input. Each forum focuses on the three subcommittees' priorities. Next Tuesday, you're invited to speak about future city facilities. Next Wednesday, it's about parks and leisure activities. And a forum about transportation will be held on March 23rd. All three gatherings will be at the College Station Utilities Training Building starting at 7. Tonight is the first meeting of the 35-member committee formed by the College Station School Board last week towards a possible bond election, also this November. Expanding public transportation in the Twin Cities continues to get a lot of comments. On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Brian Mayor Jason Byinski has heard mostly from opponents to the idea of the city paying the Brazos Transit District for expanded hours and routes.
I think 95% of their funds are taxpayer dollars. So you, Scott, and our taxpayers and our listeners are paying for transportation in Bryan and in College Station already through federal funds that are our tax dollars also. So should additional dollars be put into that, or should maybe we look at what they can do internally to expand those operations with very little additional dollars spent?
Byinski has heard the district might be asking for somewhere between $700,000 and $1 million from the Twin Cities for additional service. The Texas Senate will hold a hearing on a bill to allow terminally ill cancer patients to use drugs not approved by the FDA. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner, who's an orthopedic surgeon, says he wants to know more about Senate Bill 694.
FDA approval is there to show, one, safety, and then, two, efficacy, that it one is safe and, two, that it works. We need to be very careful that we are not overly allowing medications, drugs to be utilized in the public that could do real potential harm in those individuals in a very difficult situation.
Schwertner chairs the Senate Health and Human Services Committee. Giving the president broad authority to take action against the Islamic State is a problem for Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
The real challenge we have, and this is the challenge that I face as well, is that nobody trusts the president to be able to carry out the job. I mean, virtually everything he's touched from a national security standpoint or from a foreign policy standpoint has just been a disaster. And so to the extent we give him broad blank check authorization, there's just no telling what he can mess up.
Flores says no one wants the military to return to the Middle East, but adds that options should not be taken off the table. The Green Berets are coming to Aggieland this summer. Officially known as the U.S. Army Special Operations Command, an advanced team received permission this month from the Brazos County Commission to conduct what's called realistic military training. Tom Meade from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, who served 20 years in Army Special Forces, says exercises will be conducted this August on the Texas A&M Riverside campus.
There'll be increased aircraft at night. We'll be bringing in some helicopters over on the Teeks facility in Riverside. We'll also be bringing in a fixed-wing aircraft, a C-130, into Easterwood.
And this is part of an 8-week, 7-state effort that also involves Navy SEALs, Air Force and Marine Special Operations, and the 82nd Airborne Division. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 33 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's time for the Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball. Join us February 28th for Boots and Bells, an evening at the County Fair. And get ready for delicious food, great music from Rick Trevino and me, Clayton Gardner. The best midway in town and a good old country time. Of course, it all benefits the American Cancer Society as they finish the fight against cancer. So get your tickets today at BrazosCountyCBB.org and join Rick and I for a night at the fair you won't forget. February 28th, the Brazos County Expo.
Good morning, it's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products, keeping your family comfortable all year long. It's Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Sunshine, cool and windy for today with temperatures making their way up to about 45 to 50. It'll be clear, breezy tonight. Lows will fall back to about 25 to 30. Sun through much of tomorrow. Clouds will increase late in the day. Highs will be around 40. Turning cloudy tomorrow night. Lows will be anywhere from 30 to 35. Lots of clouds Saturday. We could have a few afternoon showers. The highs on Saturday around 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in a bit with a perfect Aggie baseball team so far in the season. The A&M softball team chalks up another win. The ladies are getting ready for their last home game of the season at Reed tonight. And a whole lot more coming up. We'll do that for you in sports. And rumor has it, we may even have tickets for that game.
We might.
Maybe.
We just might. We're going to have sunshine today. Hey.
Yeah. It's going to be cold.
Yeah, well, don't get used to the sunshine. Yeah, the wind gusts are going to be up to 25 miles an hour. And, I mean, the temp is only going to be 47. So it's going to be one of those deals where if you can sit in your car and let the sun beat down on you and have the windows rolled up, it might be okay.
Yeah, this is where you make sure you park the car facing the sun.
That's right. You take those things into consideration. I mean, I know there are bigger problems in the world, but that's how you'll survive today. We're just letting you know. It's our little survival guide for you here in the Brazos Valley. But we do have a little 50% chance of showers coming up this weekend. I kind of hate that, but that's fine. So in San Antonio, they have a problem with a bandit on the loose.
What's he stealing?
It's the brisket bandit.
Oh, yeah.
He's lucky to still be alive.
I was going to say, hell hath no fury.
The San Antonio brisket bandit on the loose, and he's taken brisket and other goods from Texas meat markets and restaurants on Saturday. The alleged meat thief, now known as the brisket bandit, stole 10 cases of beer, 13 smoked briskets, and a new trash can from Augie's Barbecue, Barbed Wire House. Do you know Augie's Barbed Wire Smokehouse?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, he loaded the stolen goods into a white van and drove away while no one was looking. Well, if nobody's looking, how'd they know he loaded them into a white van? I mean, I hate to ask that question. You know? It was early January that somebody allegedly broke into San Antonio's smoke shack, stole 12 pork butts. And on January 16th, somebody stole 400 pounds of meat from the Two Brothers Meat Market. Sounds to me like we got us a crime wave going on in San Antonio.
That's what it sounds like
just
to me, too.
Saying, that's all.
It's gonna be a good day. Pretty sure you could string him up in Texas and still be okay.
That's right.
That is not vigilante justice.
No.
We got a lot of information.
Because you don't want people coming up and you're saying, I ain't got any barbecue today.
Yeah, but then the law gets involved. If he could maybe just, you know, not let the brisket get all the way down his windpipe.
Yeah.
Then that's just karma.
I just choke him and stop it.
What a way to go.
Obamacare will affect everybody in one way or another. Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. For the people who didn't have health insurance, it could be difficult to prepare your taxes. Let us assist you through the maze that is Obamacare. Voted best of the Brazos Valley 10 years running for taking care of our individual and business clients and tax preparation for both. Just another reason why you need a professional that's available year-round. And we'd love to see people happy and successful. Let Bottom Line help you get there. At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, you are more than just a number to us. 6-9-1-2-3-4-5.
Winter is almost over.
Come celebrate the arrival of the spring RV season at RV Station in Bryan.
The big city RV shows are over,
but you can still get show prices at RV Station.
Let's hit the road.
At RV Station, see the all-new Alpines, Laredos, and Jayco Motorhomes.
The best prices in the country on the country's best brand.
Get show prices now.
Save thousands.
Hurry to RV Station in Bryan. Check out our massive inventory at RVStation.com. Winter is almost over.
Come celebrate the arrival of the spring RV season at RV Station in Bryan.
The big city RV shows are over,
but you can still get show prices at RV Station.
Get show prices on the all-new Jaycos, Raptors, and Rockwoods.
The best prices in the country on the country's best brand.
Get show prices now.
Save thousands.
Rush to RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA. Online, RVStation.com.
It's 6:15. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's where are we? This is the 57th day of the year. My goodness sakes alive! We only have 308 to go. So get your to-do list done. It's National Chili Day. It's For Pete's Sake Day. It's Levi Strauss Day.
Who's Pete?
I don't know. We'll look that up. It's Personal Chef Day. It's Introduce a Girl to Engineering Day. And, you know, it's the last weekend here of February, And you should congratulate yourself, pat yourself on the back, because according to Atlantic Monthly, this month has more homicides, assaults, thefts, and burglaries. So, just letting you know. If you've gotten through it, then good for you.
Congratulations, all right, you made it.
Yeah, we got some birthdays out
Corinne
there.
Corinne Bailey Ray is 36 years old. She's a singer. Uh-huh. Erykah Badu is 44, also a singer. Mark DeSasco is 51 from Hawaii Five-0, and he's also the host of Iron Chef America. Uh-huh. Michael Bolton.
Wait, who?
Michael Bolton.
Yeah, well, at least your name isn't Michael Bolton.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that name.
There was nothing wrong with it until I was about 12 years old and that no-talent ass clown became famous and started winning Grammys.
Well, why don't you just go by Mike instead of Mike?
No way. Why should I change? He's the one who sucks.
Thank you.
that guy, because I don't want to say his name again,
yeah.
Is 62.
Good.
Fats Domino, 87 years old.
Yeah, he found his thrill. I don't remember. Okay.
Yes, you.
Okay. No, but he doesn't remember.
Wow. And Johnny Cash, had he taken better care of himself, would have been 83 today.
There wasn't any chance he'd do that.
No.
There was no chance at all, as a matter of fact. Jackie Gleason also was born on this date, and so was Tony Randall. So
might know a little more about Pete now.
Oh, tell us about Pete.
Grammarphobia.com, the origins are unclear, but okay. It's suggested that it may be part of the euphemistic class of expressions where you say gosh darn it and whatnot.
Okay.
And instead of invoking the Lord's name, the original author may have had Saint Peter in mind.
Oh, so for that's Pete's interesting. Sake. Oh, very interesting. Okay. Oh, also one other, a game show host, Tom Kennedy, if you remember him from a long time ago. He's 88 years old today. Well, there you are. We may have solved that Pete's egg thing. All right, good. 6:17. There we go.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So Iran is about to get the deal that will allow them to obtain a nuclear weapon. Now, as a nuclear deal takes shape, reports are that, quote, one variation being discussed would place at least a 10-year regime of strict controls on Iran's uranium enrichment. If Iran complies, the restrictions would be gradually lifted over the final 5 years. Once those restrictions are lifted, Iran would then be able to pursue the enrichment of uranium at whatever level they want. In other words, we're just delaying them from their nuclear weapons, but they will eventually be able to get them. Now, this is the same country that has vowed many, many times to wipe Israel off the face of this earth. This is very dangerous for Israel and the United States. How could this president be that naive and ignorant?
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
My friends at Blinds.com are giving away $5,000 worth of window treatments. Now, that's a lot of blind shade shutters and drapes. Entering is simple and easy, and you're going to love the way your home looks after refreshing window after window with beautiful, energy-efficient window coverings. Now, it's no secret that I've updated my house with their custom window treatments. I love their service and their selection. Find out more about how you can win by visiting Blinds.com. Blinds.com, their prices crush prices you'll find in stores. Blinds.com.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Good morning. It's 6:20. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Thanks for being with us this morning. Fire investigators have a big job sometimes. Sometimes it's easy to tell what the cause of the fire would be, that there are accelerants involved, or you can find the location where it actually began, and from there you can continue your investigation.
Right.
Southwest London firefighters say that they have found the cause for a fire. It was the sun's rays refracted by a Nutella jar. The city fire brigade. Love that. The fire brigade. That sounds so archaic. That's cool. Anyway, so the city's fire brigade out to answer the call believe that the glass jar, which had been emptied of the hazelnut wonderfulness, had been placed on a windowsill, and the refracted sunlight set the blinds ablaze. According to the statement that was posted by the brigade, the family was not home, but the blaze did kill the dog. Fire investigator Charles Pugsley, remember him from the Adams family, said that it sounds far-fetched, but a jar containing a few rubber bands caused a severe house fire, and that is exactly what happened. So, but here it's plastic, right? I mean, Nutella comes in a plastic container, doesn't it?
Yes.
Or is it glass? Okay. Anyway.
Well, I say that. It may depend on where you get it, too.
Right. And it should come in a squeeze tube so you can use it while you're driving, too.
Jennifer Kashinka with your money now. United Airlines official sent a dramatic safety warning to pilots following several serious incidents caused by errors in the cockpit. The bulletin, issued January 9th under the heading Significant Safety Concerns, was prompted by four separate safety events and near misses in previous weeks, including one in which pilots had to execute an emergency pull-up maneuver to avoid crashing. Google has gathered its European operations under a single executive to better align the business with large customers and develop more unified responses to rising regulatory pressure in the region. Google says it merged two units, one previously responsible for Northern and Central Europe, and a second for Southern and Eastern Europe, the Middle East, and Africa, into a single business. Google Music just got bigger. The free storage service will allow you to upload up to 50,000 songs for free, then stream or download them again later. The original limit was 20,000. On Wall Street, futures are slightly higher this morning. And that's your money now.
You wouldn't leave your car unprotected, so why leave your identity unprotected? Nearly 500,000 cars were stolen in 2012. For every car stolen, 34 people had their identity stolen. Identity thieves can take your money, damage your credit, and wreak havoc on your life. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus, the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. It provides protection for your social security number, bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. Your bank may alert you to suspicious credit or debit card activity, but a thief could still open new accounts in your name, and your credit report may only tell you after your identity has been compromised. While no one can stop all identity theft, LifeLock Ultimate Plus watches out for you in ways that banks and credit card companies alone just can't. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code Gordon or call and mention Gordon to save 10%. Call 800-916-7170. 800-916-7170. That's 800-916-7170. Network does not cover all transactions.
This morning, today's report has been brought to you by Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. As a parent of a 7-year-old, there are certain jobs that you really and truly look forward to.
Operation Molar is a go!
And then there are some that are not.
You might just be the worst tooth fairy ever.
Other than college tuition and Apple stock, I'm not sure any prices in the U.S. have jumped as much as the tooth fairy.
Look, Henry! I can leave it on the white pillow! And the tooth fairy will bring me some money!
According to an annual survey by Visa, kids are getting almost $4. Whoa, hold the phone. That was initially recorded back in 2013. Oh, how times have changed. For now, in 2015, the Tooth Fairy pays an average of $4.36 a tooth, up 25% from 2013. The first tooth is worth even more. The Tooth Fairy pays an average of $5.75 for the first one. But in big cities, it's gotten insane. In New York, the Tooth Fairy pays an average of 13 and a quarter for a tooth. $13 for one tooth. In L.A., it's almost $10. She also pays over $5 per tooth in Chicago, Dallas, Houston, and Boston. That's up 23% from last year and up 1,480% from when we were lucky enough to just get a quarter. Why is the price skyrocketing? Apparently because parents don't want other parents to think they're cheap.
You're not exactly embracing the Tooth Fairy spirit.
Parents know kids will talk to one another about how much they got from the Tooth Fairy, and all kids will then tell their parents. That would mean, on average, in New York City, your mouth is worth $416 if you think on 32 teeth, which could get you a decent weekend getaway if you think about it. Dentures, anyone? And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. The gang at Gun Corps have a brand new shipment of weapons, predominantly for ladies. They're smaller. Actually, they've got one that's Tiffany blue, that's a 38, and one that is pink, that's also a 38. They've also got smaller 380s with engraving. So something for the ladies, Something for the hunter, something for the tactician with tactical gear, and they're a custom gun shop. Trigger upgrades, Cerakoting, and a whole lot more. To find out more, go to gun-corps, C-O-R-P-S, like Marine Corps, gun-corps.com, or you can see them in their new location on Texas Avenue across from the Kettle in the same shopping center as Prospectors. Increase your survivability. Gun Corps, where practical meets tactical. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thanks for listening.
Good morning. It's 626. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by folks at your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com. Sunny. That's good. High temperature about 47. With winds gusting up to 25 miles an hour, won't necessarily be comfortable out there today, but at least we'll get some sunshine. 31 for a low tonight. Tomorrow, some clouds rolling in. 42 will be our high temperature, about 34 again on Friday night. Then a 30% chance of rain during the day on Saturday and a high of 50. There's a 50-50 chance of showers Saturday night. 40% chance of rain continuing on Sunday, but the temperatures get much better. 67 for our high temperature on Sunday. Actually, we'll have a continued chance of rain all the way through Sunday, Sunday night, and Monday, but temperatures get better. Monday, we're looking at a high temperature of 72 degrees, and Tuesday probably be around 70, and Wednesday 65. So kind of a little uncomfy today, but the sun comes back, so that's good. 88% relative humidity. Winds are out of the north at 3 right now. We have fair skies and sitting at 33 degrees out there.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Understanding how self-sabotage works can prevent a lot of trouble at work and at home. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
And now, for Geico's stuff found in your car, we go inside your backseat vent.
Hello, the French fry by the pink crayon. Last week I was king of the car seat, and then your kid's favorite song stopped and boom, meltdown. Remember, it took you 15 minutes to clean up. 15 minutes you could have spent switching to Geico and saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. Please find us. If it gets any hotter, Pinky over there's going to have a different kind of meltdown.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
Everybody at some point in their life engages in self-sabotage.
Largely, self-sabotage is unconscious, but the good news is that once you can bring it to the level of awareness, you can fix it.
Karen Berg, author of the book Your Self-Sabotage Survival Guide, says there are a lot of ways we sabotage ourselves.
You wake up in the morning, you've done your to-do list the night before, or you wake up in the morning and you see 25 or 30 items on it, and it's completely overwhelming. So you've sabotaged yourself at the beginning of the day. If you're living in the past or living in the future and you're not living in the present, you're sabotaging yourself.
A lot of self-sabotage occurs when we blame other people for our problems.
Because denial is much easier than taking it by the neck and wrestling it to the ground. I had one person say, well, I was born in the wrong century. Well, how is that working out for you? So they blame everything else at self-sabotage. Procrastination is probably the biggest self-sabotage bully out there.
Another cause of self-sabotage, says Karen, is not having what she calls the goal beyond the goal.
And I'm convinced that that's one reason people regain weight. So it can have dramatic effects. You have to have the goal beyond that, or you're going to fall right back into the trap.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 33 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mara Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MaraEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Recent Bryan and College Station City Council meetings have included public comments about more public transportation. Bryan Mayor Jason Bianski on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says he's heard unofficial requests to give the Brazos Transit District an additional $700,000 to $1 million for additional service.
I would say majority of the people that I talked to were against spending those kind of dollars on transportation when very little is collected from the users. And there's a lot of folks that are of the opinion that it's not run properly to begin with.
Bianski says he's heard some great ideas from riders who use the district on a daily and weekly basis.
It doesn't seem like it's that efficient, you know, from 8 to 5, so to speak. So we need to see how we can maybe make those routes more effective, look at extending those routes so folks that do work, shift work or late hours or on weekends can utilize it.
Bianski supported the recent decision by Texas A&M Transportation Services to allow non-students to ride the Aggie Spirit buses, which can be done by purchasing passes at the Brazos Transit District office. Tonight is the first meeting of the College Station School District's latest committee to develop recommendations for the next bond election. Superintendent Clark Ely says there are 35 on the Planning for Growth Committee.
Two Board of Trustees members, we have two teachers, we have five administrators, one community member, and I guess 26 parents or community members.
Meantime, a 23-member committee appointed by the College Station City Council, also for a possible bond election, held its fourth meeting this week. That group has announced three meetings to seek public input. The first two forums are next week, Tuesday night to get opinions about city facility needs, and Wednesday night about parks and leisure activities. Both gatherings are at the City Utilities Training Building starting at 7. From Austin, the rabbi who defied Texas' same-sex marriage ban and wed a lesbian couple last week led yesterday's opening prayer in the House, which caught staunch supporters of the prohibition off guard. Rabbi Kerry Baker didn't reference the nuptials, which are being challenged by the state attorney general, but he urged lawmakers to pay special attention to people who are marginalized and to treat everyone equally. The rabbi then stood for a photo with House Speaker Joe Strauss, who later acknowledged he was unaware Baker was involved in the wedding, and the representative who introduced the rabbi. Democrat Elliot Neistat of Austin said he intentionally omitted details of Baker's role in the wedding during his introduction. Also from the state capitol, among sponsors of a package of state tax cuts is Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwartner.
Both homeowners are paying a lot of money in property tax, and of course our franchise tax is hindering business development and economic growth as well.
Schwartner has sponsored Senate Bill 8, which raises the total revenue exemption from the state's business franchise tax from $1 to $4 million. The chairman of the Senate's Health and Human Services Committee says small business will help fund the growing need for a variety of indigent medical services.
If you grow the entire pie, proportionally, the amount that has to go to health and human services might be less. Again, economic vitality is the keystone to Texas, and we need to make sure that we focus on the economic drivers of our state.
Schwartner says raising the exemption will benefit 61,000 small business owners in Texas. And back to the story about the lesbian marriage license. The judge who ordered the issuance of that marriage license will be investigated by the State Commission on Judicial Conduct. That follows a complaint filed by a House member, Republican Tony Tenderholt of Arlington, about Democratic Judge David Wahlberg of Austin. Debate continues in Congress on how to deal with the Islamic State and other extremist groups. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the main thing he's heard from Democrats is to not send troops overseas.
I think no American wants to have boots on the ground in this particular fight. But that said, I don't know that that's an option you ought to take off the table for this president or any other president, because we don't know what the situation is going to be like in 12 months or 18 months or 24 months from now.
Flores says the idea of giving the president broad authority to deal with ISIS is a challenge because, in his words, nobody trusts the president to be able to carry out the job. This August, Brazos County will be invaded by the Green Berets. County commissioners earlier this month approved the U.S. Army's request to conduct realistic military training. Spokesman Tom Meade from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, says it's part of an exercise involving multiple military branches that will take place in seven states over an eight-week period. The Green Berets will be freshening up on their skills in unconventional warfare.
If you think of World War II, Germany came in and they took over France. The French did not want them there. They formed the French Underground. The French Underground conducted activities such as subversion and sabotage. What a lot of folks don't know is there were American advisors with the French underground throughout World War II, assisting them in planning and conducting those types of activities.
Meade, who served 20 years in Army Special Forces, says training will be based on the Texas A&M Riverside campus. There will also be increased aircraft activity at night in and out of Easterwood Airport. Other Texas locations for the mass training includes Caldwell and Bastrop. WTAW News time is 6:35. It's 33 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news on the way at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
On the next episode of Recipes for Disaster.
I'm making beef sliders for my friend Sandy. Nana taught me to always pull meat off the grill early so it's extra juicy.
Use a food thermometer to ensure ground beef is 160 degrees, or you could make people really sick. Sandy didn't think twice about the slider she ate until yoga class, when a nasty case of food poisoning turned her downward-facing dog into upward-moving lunch. Watch Recipes for Disaster at foodsafety.gov and learn the steps Maria unwittingly leaves out. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Join us at the Bryan Broadcasting Studios February 28th starting at 10:30 as we fill a bowl and fight hunger with empty bowls. Come to Crystal Park Plaza on Highway 6 in Emerald Parkway, and for a donation of $10, get a handmade bowl made and decorated by a Brazos Valley student or teacher, which you can fill with a hot bowl of gourmet soup from local restaurants. Money raised will benefit A&M Consolidated High School's Food Pantry and the Arts Council. This year's bowls are provided by art classes at Allen Academy, Bryan ISD, College Station ISD, and Richards ISD. Celebrate art and fight hunger with empty bowls.
Good morning, 6:37. Time for some weather. Brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com.
Sunshine today, windy and cool with highs between 45 and 50. Skies will be clear tonight. It'll be breezy. We'll drop back down all the way to 25 to 30. Tomorrow we'll enjoy sunshine, though clouds will start to show up late tomorrow afternoon. Highs only 40 to 45. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, lows 30 to 35. Clouds Saturday, there could even be a few afternoon showers. Highs on Saturday around 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It all started with Brigham Hill. The leadoff hitter singles, and I think he retired 13 in a row after.
He did retire 13 in a row, and we'll have more on Fighting Texas Aggie Baseball. We'll also have A&M, a preview of A&M women's basketball as they wrap up the regular season homestand tonight against Missouri. A&M softball won yesterday as well. All that and more coming up in sports in about 13 minutes.
So, there are different polling organizations out there that ask questions of U.S. Americans and on politics and the people in politics. If you'd have asked me if this question would ever be asked, I would say you're crazy. Yeah. The question is, does your president love his or her country? But you know what? They ask that question at the HuffPost. HuffPo and YouGov did a poll, and they asked, do you believe President Barack Obama loves this country? And really, I guess the number should not surprise you, because I think it was only about, 7 years ago that Michelle Obama was just proud of the country for the first time. If you'll remember that, she told us she was finally proud of our country. So I guess if that is some sort of a precursor to this, the Huffington Post poll of Americans said that 47% of Americans believe the president loves his country.
Only 47%.
Yes.
Was it at least a plurality?
Well, yeah. See, here's the... Because, again, yes, it was. Because you've got 35% who say he doesn't, and 17% who say, well, I'm not sure. What? You're not sure?
Think about the thing you love the most.
Yeah.
It may not be America. Just there's something you love.
Right.
Maybe it's ice cream. I don't know.
Well,
Why don't you go and fundamentally change that? Do you love that then? Is there any way you can love something you want to fundamentally change?
Fundamentally change. And, you know, when he said hope and change, I guess that's what he meant.
Hey, we got it.
Yeah.
He was telling the truth.
He was. But, I mean, again, you've got 35% who go, well, no, he doesn't love the country. And then the 17% go, yeah, I don't know. When have you ever had somebody where you'd ask them if the president loved the country and they'd even go, sure.
Well, my guess is because, you know, we're all stupid.
Well, no. No, we're not all stupid. It's just he's so damn much smarter than the rest of us.
That's fair.
That's what it
is. Well, and we did elect the man twice.
Uh-huh.
So that should say something.
Somebody did. Anyway. We're all in this together.
Yeah, I was going to say that would be the collective we.
That's right. You get the government that you deserve. The president raised a few eyebrows yesterday with comments that he had made regarding the court-ordered halt to his immigration executive orders.
Yep.
Doing a little town hall thing on MSNBC. He seemed to be threatening the ICE personnel who didn't carry out his orders. He said, until we pass a law through Congress, the executive actions we've taken are not going to be permanent. They are temporary. There are going to be some jurisdictions, and there may be individual ICE officials or border control agents not paying attention to our directives, but they're going to be answerable to the head of Homeland Security, his words, because he's been very clear about what our priorities will be. The bottom line is I am using all the legal power invested in me. Invested?
I believe that would be vested, is it not?
Hey, he says Marine Corps. So
true.
You know?
True.
Okay. Well, that's what it said on the teleprompter, so why wouldn't he say that? God, it just gets worse. Anyway, the legal power invested in me in order to solve this problem. He said if somebody's working for ICE and they don't follow the policy, there are going to be consequences to it. Yeah, that would sound like a threat.
Yeah, that's a threat. Make no mistake.
There you go. So Benjamin Netanyahu does not care what this man has to say, especially when it comes to this whole deal about whether or not Iran's going to have nuclear capabilities. He says pretty much the superpowers of the world have given up on stopping Iran from doing that. He told an Israeli newspaper yesterday, quote, from the developing agreement, it seems they've given up on that commitment and have accepted the fact that Iran gradually, over several years, will develop the capabilities to make fissile material for many nuclear bombs. Maybe they can live with it, but I can't. By the way, he's coming to D.C., you know. He's going to be speaking to Congress here next week, just letting you know. Of course, he's in a campaign, so, I mean, there's rhetoric out there, but I have to believe that anybody who's running for office in Israel pretty much feels the same way that he does.
Yeah, take the other side on that one and see how long you last.
Yeah. So let me see. I think we had the story earlier this week, more John Snowden information about, well, really the ability of the intelligence community in U.S. America and certainly in Great Britain to actually know what's going on in our smartphones, right? We talked about that. Well, guess who announced yesterday that the agency is looking into expanding its cyber spying? That'd be John Brennan, who's the CIA chief. Says they're looking into being able to do some cyber spying, including smartphones and social media. Maybe they're already doing it.
Yeah?
Can I not say that?
Chances are pretty strong.
Yeah. All right, anyway, and so that's what's going on there. Tom Wheeler has made some last-minute revisions to the net neutrality thing. We'll talk about it more next hour.
With a little influence from Google.
Yeah, well, Congress wanted him to come and testify, and he said, oh, he doesn't have time.
Yeah.
He'll come later.
Yeah.
Well, when they get finished. But, yeah, you mentioned...
this is, by the way, the most transparent...
Yes, of course.
Ever.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there.
We can't see the entire legislation.
Excuse me. Nancy told us we couldn't do that with Obamacare. You got to pass it to see what's in it. Anyway, Google has put a little pressure out there. Google Free Press and New America's Open Technology Institute has asked the commission they did last week to revise the language they say could unintentionally
allow internet service providers to charge websites for sending content to consumers. Yeah.
It's 8 years old, but let me toss this in real quick. At a September 2007 public hearing in Chicago, okay. Senator Obama submitted a statement that he strongly requested the FCC, quote, put out any changes that they intend to vote on in a new notice of proposed rulemaking. A month after his 2007 statement, Senator Obama submitted a letter to then-FCC Chairman Kevin Martin, arguing that the proposed timeline and process used by the agency to adopt the rules are irresponsible, noting that a specific proposal may pass muster of a federal court. Congress and the public have the right to review any specific proposal and decide whether or not it constitutes sound policy.
Well, that was then.
Oh, what a difference 8 years makes.
Yeah, this is now. We don't mean that now. He's smarter than we are.
He's pivoted.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway. The Hill reports that law enforcement officials are investigating a possible data breach of the National Archives. That word comes after a hacker group released a YouTube video purporting to show a break-in to the agency's website. Video shows a web user scrolling through a database of agency files, accompanied by threats and ominous music. Experts say it looks like the hackers may have accessed the back end of the National Archives website where content is updated, but no private data is stored. Or not. We don't know. Well, all we know about that is what they're telling us. On that positive note. Finally today, if you're the head of a board or a commission and you're sitting in front of the Senate panel in Texas who oversees and funds it, the last thing you want to hear chairman of said commission say is, as I see it now, your budget is zero. You have nothing, and I have seen nothing here today that convinces me that I need to change that. That is Jane Nelson, as she spoke to the head of the Texas Racing Commission yesterday in Austin.
That sounds like your Willy Wonka sound
clip. Yeah. I got it. It's right here. I've got it.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Yes, that would be Jane Nelson yesterday talking to Robert Schmidt, who's the chairman of the Texas Racing Commission. They wanted to change some things and didn't run it by the Senate, and the Senate ain't happy about it.
Be car racing or horse
that'd
racing?
No, that'd be horsey racing.
The pony?
Little pony racing. Yeah. Yep, so there we go.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Did you know that the lack of roof maintenance is one of the leading reasons manufacturers deny roof claims? Even roofs with as little as 3 years of age need maintenance and may be required to validate manufacturer's warranties. That's why we offer the Overhead Care Club, our roof maintenance program. It comes with an annual 17-point roof inspection, roof debris removal, gutter cleaning, and much more. Call today and ask about our Overhead Care Club.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, February 28th, it's a Spring Lawn and Landscape Forum. A panel of experts will answer your questions about anything landscape this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
If you want to remember somebody very special to you or congratulate someone very special to you, how about planting a shade tree? It's a wonderful time to be thinking about that. Nurseries are chock full. We'll talk about memorial trees in today's program. I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, self-published so I could have the book I've always wanted. This is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening written 24 years ago. This is an entirely new format. 840 of my photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 covers a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray, all of your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95, regular $32.95, plus tax and postage. You'll be getting a signed copy. It's not in stores. It is not on Amazon. It's available only from my office. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. It's also available from my website, neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. So we're talking about memorial trees, a tree you might want to plant to recognize someone special to you. It could be at a cemetery, or it might be on the grounds of a church. Perhaps it's an old family property, or maybe it's a special spot in a park. Determine where you're going to plant your memorial tree, because that will play a critical part in determining the very best type of tree to plant there. Be sure construction won't bother your tree a few years down the road, and stay a good distance, 40 to 50 feet away from overhead utilities. You want to choose the best species. The list is very short. You'll be handsomely rewarded if you'll stick to the quality trees that are on that list. Fast-growing trees' average life expectancy is probably 5 to 15 years. Sure, they grow quickly, but they die really young and they don't die gracefully. Oaks, by comparison, are the symbols of strength and survival, and they also happen to be some of the most beautiful landscaping specimens. Most importantly, they're our longest-living trees here in Texas. Live oaks will live for centuries. In fact, the Goose Island oak near Aransas Pass is thought to be more than 1,000 years old. Red oaks, bur oaks, and chinquapin oaks all live to be 100 to 250 years old, and if you prefer a non-oak, how about pecans or magnolias, cedar elms? Those are all good. Then you want to find the very best specimen. Container-grown trees will have all of their roots intact, so they'll establish and start growing immediately. Bald and burlap specimens may be larger initially, but they won't do much growing for the first 3 or 4 years. You want to shop several nurseries, especially those that feature good collections of shade trees. If you're buying a large tree, you'll probably buy it delivered, planted, and guaranteed. That puts the focus on the nurseryman to do the job properly. And it also gives you the protection of a warranty should something unfortunate happen to your new tree. On the other hand, if you're buying a smaller tree that you can transport yourself, and especially if it's in a nursery pot, there isn't as much need for the guarantee. Transport it carefully, padding the trunk so it doesn't get crushed or bruised or rubbed, and protect the foliage if it's leafed out by wrapping it with an old sheet or a scrap of nursery shade fabric. The new tree should be planted at the same depth at which it was growing originally. Make a berm with the soil that you take out of the hole, and then water the tree thoroughly and deeply when you water it. Oh, you may want to wrap the trunk if it's a Schumard red oak or if it is a Chinese pistachio to keep borers and sun scald away. I'm Neil Sperry. Places We Buy Plants in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. Five Aggie pitchers combined to hold Incarnate Word to four hits as A&M recorded win number 7 in a row last night at Olsen. With the win, the Maroon and White remained perfect on the season at 9-0. It marks the best start for the Aggies since they went 10-0 back in 2006. Coach Rob Childress gave the credit to his starting pitcher, audio courtesy of Tex-Aggs.
You know, I thought our pitching and defense was outstanding tonight, and it all started with Brigham Hill. The leadoff hitter singles, and I think he retired 13 in a row after that, and just a marvelous performance. Very, very proud of him.
Hill earned the victory in his first career start, scattering 3 hits and 2 walks while striking out 9 in 5 1/3 innings. Hill turned around and gave all the credit to his defense.
Oh, my gosh, incredible. That's what kind of just gave me confidence out there, knowing they were making plays and cheering me on, and felt good.
The Aggies return to action tomorrow when they host Dartmouth in the Big Green in a 3-game series. First pitch tomorrow, 6:35, on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Senior Rachel Fox threw a complete game as the 22nd-ranked Texas A&M softball team downed Houston 6-3 at the Aggie Softball Complex. Up next, the Aggies host Boston University, Illinois State, and UTSA at the Texas A&M Invitational this weekend. The number 12 Texas A&M women's basketball team plays its final regular season home game of the season tonight as the Aggies take on Missouri. When Coach Gary Blair looks at the Tiger D, he sees a possible problem for the Aggies.
Whether it's a sagging man or a zone, they pack it in and they make it hard sometimes to get it in. So we're going to have to find different ways to score.
Pre-game 6:45, the tip-off is at 7 on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. In NBA action, Dennis Schroeder led six Hawks in double figures with 17 points as Atlanta dumped Dallas 104-87. Monte Ellis had 19 for the Mavericks, who blew a 14-point first-half lead and ended a three-game winning streak. The Mavs suspended Rajon Rondo for the game in Atlanta for conduct detrimental to the team. The punishment came a day after the point guard had a heated exchange on the court with Coach Rick Carlisle and was benched. Carlisle explains the situation.
We had a long talk about the situation today, and we both agreed that we need to communicate more frequently, and we need to work on the solution for making his stint as a Dallas Maverick, you know, the most successful one possible.
San Antonio suffered their four straight losses. Wesley Matthews had a game-high 31 points for the Trailblazers in a 111-95 victory over the Spurs in Portland. Houston beat the Clippers for the first time in forever, or at least the last seven tries, as James Harden scored 21 points in the Rockets' 110-105 triumph over Los Angeles. Rockets coach Kevin McHale said he was just happy to finally knock off the Clippers.
I mean, we couldn't beat them. I mean, it feels a hell of a lot better getting beat by them. I mean, they were just beating the tar out of us. I mean, we had a heck of a time beating those guys. We had a heck of a time staying in the game with them, to be truthful. I mean, we were getting blown out a lot of those games.
In NCAA action, the top-ranked Kentucky Wildcats remain on course to become the first Division I men's basketball team to post a perfect season since the 1976 Indiana Hoosiers.
Kentucky is going to go to 28-0, 15-0 in the SEC, beating Mississippi State 74-56.
That's a KU school record for the most wins in a season. And finally, the Englewood City Council has approved plans to build a football stadium that includes St. Louis Rams owner Stan Kroenke as a part owner. The vote cleared a path for a return to the NFL to the Los Angeles area for the first time in more than two decades. The council approved a $2 billion plan Tuesday with a 5-0 vote. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When it comes to making sure my farm is a success, every detail matters. Every single one. This is my farm, so I make all the decisions, call all the shots, and do whatever needs to be done. Water management, plant growth regulation, weed control, even choosing the right oil for my pickup truck. It all makes a difference. And since I grow cotton, I never hesitate with the most important detail on my farm. Planting FiberMax cotton seed. Hold on a sec.
Joe, put it right there. Yep, right there.
Sorry about that. FiberMax delivers high-quality fiber and outstanding yields year after year. Quality that's sought after and demanded by mills worldwide. Strategically bred to outperform the competition right here at home, which gives me a higher profit potential. So for the most important detail on my farm, I choose the seed that takes me furthest. FiberMax for quality and yield. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
You one of the thousands of people who have trusted David Gardner's to come up, help you come up with the right gift for a special person, for a special occasion? Well, they're still doing it, have been doing it for 3.5 decades, really. And, you know, just about every circumstance, every situation, something that David Gardner's staff has been confronted with, you know, they create jewelry right there at their store on Texas Avenue. Foundries in the back where they can throw the metal portion of the ring. And, of course, you can see the jeweler's bench and the design bench, which is right there in the front of the store. But whether it's a David Gardner creation or one of the other jewelry developers that he has represented in his store, really good chance that you'll be able to find what you're looking for. We've told you about the David Yurman Club before, and that's always a great opportunity to build up points as we're just 2 months into the year. Build up points that you can use next year toward future David Yurman purchases. And they actually will tie double bonus days quite often to a birthday or an anniversary so that it's an extra special opportunity for you. Don't forget they're a Rolex dealer and they have authorized Rolex service as well. No matter what your budget, no matter what your situation, let them help you out. David Gardner's, 911 University Drive.
Kathleen celebrating 9 years as a breast cancer survivor. Julie, 3 years. And Erica, 5. And we're celebrating with them. Because the Breast Center at St. Joseph has been recognized as a nationally accredited center, bringing access to board-certified specialists, 1 to 2 day diagnosis, a dedicated nurse navigator, and the full spectrum of care closer to home. My answer to cancer? St. Joseph. Expert care closer to home.
Here's the weather brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Well, the sun comes out today. High will be 47, but it's going to be windy, gusting up to about 20, 25 miles an hour. 31 for a low tonight. Tomorrow we'll have some clouds and 42. About 50 on Saturday, the sun disappears, and we'll have a chance to shower about 30 or 40% all weekend. But Monday, 72, so look forward to that. It's 32 right now. First in news, weather, and sports. WTAW, College Station.